Well, hey everyone, and welcome to The Drive. I hope you are all doing well. Today, on this, I believe it's going to be Wednesday when you listen to this, been going through this series about influence, about things and people that influence us. And the first one, we talked about the influence of a group of people, or the church, the influence of the church in our lives. The second one, I talked about the influence of an individual. Basically, we went over accountability and the importance of it. Incredibly important. Well, today, it's been on my heart to talk about the influence of God's Word. The influence of God's Word. Again, there are many influences throughout our day that shape our worldview. There are many things that contribute to how we see the world and what standard we live by. What is our blueprint for living our lives? What influences us the most in order for us to see things in a godly way? And I believe that's God's Word. God's Word. Now, this is elementary, but, you know, living here in the South, moving here 2 years ago from Southern California to the Deep South, we're getting a lot of people coming to our church, to Calvary Chapel Mobile, who are kind of shocked. They're kind of surprised. Not because of anything I'm doing. Of course, I do not entertain. I don't even speak that well. But they're shocked because all we're doing is just teaching God's Word and gathering together. I can't tell you how many times someone has come up after a midweek Bible study or after a Sunday study in the morning, and they're just shocked. They're like, "What? I can't believe this." And I go, "What's the matter?" You know? They say, "Oh, nothing's the matter. It's just all you did was just teach the Bible." I said, "Yeah," and they're like, "At my last church, our family's been going for 2 years." And this one midweek study, this tonight, I learned more tonight than I have in the last 2 years of my last church. And I was like, really? Like, to me, it's kind of a shocker. You know, on the West Coast, especially where we were, and even down south, like Southern California, you know, Huntington Beach, Newport, all those places, San Diego, there's actually a lot of churches that teach the Word. They just go through the Word, and because they believe that's the key to spiritual growth. And so the Bible is very highly influential to the Christian community. But then I come here, and I'm not saying it's not, but from what I've heard over and over and over again, apparently there's not a lot of churches that just teach the Bible. You know, there's a lot of entertainment on one end of the spectrum, and there's a lot of tradition on the other end of the spectrum. But I'm hearing over and over again that it's like, wow, you just teach the Bible. You just teach the Word. And I'm growing. I'm learning. Like, I've never learned this in depth before because you're just going through the Bible, you know, and expounding upon it. Expository preaching, you know. Observe, interpret, and apply. And so it's refreshing in that sense because it's like, well, good. I want to make sure there's some Bible-teaching churches to influence the community in Mobile and in larger Alabama, in all the cities. And so the Word of God is having an influence here in Mobile, Alabama, and a lot of places around the world. But just from my experience where we're at, it's like the Word of God is having an impact and an influence on people, and it's causing them to realize certain things about God, His heart, His attributes. It's causing them to realize certain things about themselves. Maybe they had conviction. Maybe they saw things in one light, but then after going through the Scripture, they realize it's completely the opposite. But I love seeing that, you guys. I love it. Because what's happening is the Word of God is having an influence in our little city. And praise the Lord. And God bless all those churches that just teach the Bible. And you might not go from Genesis to Revelation. You know, at Calvary Chapel, that's what we do. We go through the whole Word, and then we finish, and then we go through it again, and we just keep going through it, book by book. But I love the fact that the Word of God is having an influence. And, you know, that was my one prayer before moving away and planting a church, was that, Lord, take me someplace where they need the Word of God, where the Word of God is not taught, where there's a hunger for the Word. And both scouting trips we took from Southern California to Mobile, Alabama, just confirmed, like, the Word of God needs to come to Mobile. And so it's awesome because we brought it and God's doing a great work. Not because of anything we've done, but because of what God's Word is doing. It's having an influence and having an impact on the community, and it's having an impact on the individuals who are coming into church. And I love it because people are growing. You know, anytime I do discipleship, I just go through the Word. I don't do anything fancy. You know, I don't do anything like, oh, I got to entertain them because this has to be a fun meeting. No. Sometimes it's a boring meeting. But you know what? We're going through the tenets of Scripture, the principles laid out in the Bible, the truth that's contained in God's precepts. And people are being influenced by it. You know, their marriages are changing. Their lifestyle is changing. Their desires are changing. Their outlook is changing. Their worldview is changing. Their mindset is being transformed, and it's because of God's Word. It's because of the influence of God's Word. And so when we talk about influence as believers, what should we let influence us? Yeah, church, yes, accountability, individuals, but also God's Word. You know, that should be definitely high up there on the top of the list. Because like the Bereans in Acts 17, you know, we want to make sure that what we are doing, the way we're living, the way church is even, is according to the Scriptures. If the Bible isn't influencing us, then there's going to be a whole lot of room in our heart and mind for other things of the world to influence us. And we don't want anything else to influence us. We just want the Word to. I mean, God's Word is the blueprint for our lives. It's a blueprint for believers, you know? And so let God's Word influence you. It's not just a novel that you read real quick and go, ah, that's a pretty good book. You know, you do that with a novel or even a Christian living book, whatever. But it's a book that's constantly studied. And not only studied and thought about, but applied and used. You know, it's not just hearing God's Word, as James says, but doing what it says. And so we want to let God's Word influence us to such an extent that it causes us to take action and live the way God has outlined. Not because we have to, and if not, you're going to pay. Not because God wants to make us miserable. Not because God's like, Christianity is boring, so I'm going to make you a Christian. No. It's so we can learn and grow and flourish and realize what this life is about and start living for what truly matters on a day-to-day basis. So I'll just say, let God's Word influence you. You know, get in it on a daily basis. Doing a devotion time, I don't believe it should be like an option or like a recreational thing. Like, what if I feel it? I'm feeling the devotion today. I'm going to read the Bible for 5 minutes, you know? And hey, if you only have 5 minutes, awesome. Read it. Let it impact your heart. Live it out. Let it influence you. But to actually carve out time to just open God's Word, to pray, to read it, to let it shape who you are, man, it is amazing. Someone once said, well, you know what, the Bible influences, you know, the Bible brainwashes people, you know? Okay, well, if we're going to put it in that context, well, I'd rather be brainwashed by the Bible, which is the standard for living, how God sees it, what the bridge to leading to a fulfilled, satisfied life. I'd rather be brainwashed by that than the things of the world. Because so many people have desires of carnal, dark things because that's all they participate in, that's all they see. They're being brainwashed by corruption, by deceit, by things that aren't of God, and they're miserable. So if we're going to put it in the context of brainwashing, I would say, heck yeah, I'm going to let the Bible brainwash me because it makes me realize I'm forgiven. It makes me realize I can walk in purity as I follow the Lord, as I'm led by His Holy Spirit, as He gives me strength to live and wisdom to know what to do. Heck yeah. I'm going to let it wash me clean every time I read it. I'm going to let it influence every part of my life. not just on Sundays, you know, not just on midweek, but every day. So let God's word impact your heart. Let it influence who you are. And seriously, you'll be blown away. It'll be amazing. You'll be stronger for it. You'll be wiser for it because you're letting God's wisdom into your heart and you're letting it affect your mind and you're letting it come out of your actions and reactions and words. It's amazing, guys. Amazing. Well, God bless you guys. I hope you have an amazing day and we'll talk to you next time.